This is episode 1125. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And welcome to our series on beach meditations for tranquility. And if you live in the United States, I wish you a happy 4th of July. I'm celebrating the 4th of July, Independence Day, here on Sanibel Island in Florida. So I'm at the beach, and I thought you could join me in your own beach escape meditation. Now, throughout this week, you're visualizing a location where you feel tranquil when you're by water, the ocean, a lake, a stream, a river, maybe even a fountain you have on your desk at work transports you to a place of peace. So that is your challenge this week, to visualize and create your own beach meditation space within your mind. Maybe you also are at the beach, and if so, you're going to receive a lot of benefits from meditating next to the water. In today's episode, I'm going to share with you a mudra. A mudra is a way you position your hands, and it helps to activate your nervous system in a particular way. And we have a lot of nerve endings on our hands, especially at the tips of our fingers. And so when you touch these together, it works similar to how acupressure or yoga works. So not only can you benefit your emotional state with mudras, but also you can benefit the organs of your body. And so I'm going to share with you the mudra called the Buddhi Mudra, B-U-D-H-I, the Buddhi Mudra. And this is also known as the Fluid Mudra. And what it does is it helps to revitalize and balance the fluids within your body. So if you have dry eyes or dry mouth, or if you have kidney or bladder imbalance, this is a mudra that will benefit you. This mudra also helps to harmonize you so you feel tranquil and at peace. So it's a great mudra for you to do at the beach. And what I especially love about this mudra is that it's easy for me to explain to you how to do it. But I always share with you a photo of the mudra over at my Facebook page at Sip and Om. So just go to Sip and Om, S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D, Om, O-M. And you'll see a photo of the Bodhi Mudra. To do this mudra, though, as I mentioned, is pretty simple. All you're going to do is touch the tip of your thumb with your little fingertip. Your other three fingers are extended outward, so it looks like you're making the number three with your hands. Rest your hands on your lap or your knees with your palms upward as you do the mudra. Again, the thumb is touching the little finger. The finger and thumb tip are touching. Your other three fingers are extended outward. You can hold this mudra for as long as 5 to 15 minutes at a time for wonderful benefits. And I challenge you to do this mudra as you meditate at the beach. So this is your meditation technique for today. And if you want to put a little visualization with this technique, what I encourage you to do is, as you're seated meditating, visualize yourself seated in your meditation space at the beach, visualizing the sights and the sounds and the waves. And visualize yourself scooping up with your two hands water, cupping it in your hands. Slowly bringing your hands up your body over your head and then opening your palms, letting the water pour over your body. And this is a way to cleanse you, to bless you with this water. You could do this 3 times, noticing how the water trickles down your body and allowing yourself to enjoy the water in a fun, playful way. And as you do this, you're visualizing yourself there at your favorite beach location. Continue meditating to the point where you could meditate a little longer, always ending your meditation on a high note. And if you'd like to be guided in a meditation, a half-hour meditation with this technique, as well as access to over 1,000 guided meditations that are half-hour in length, you could also break off at the 15-minute point. You can try it for 2 weeks free, a subscription meditation site that I have over at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And there you get instant access to all those more than 1,000 meditations, as well as a guide with all the techniques listed for you, and a journal so you can explore your meditations a little more in depth. So the journal for this week is a beach tranquility journal. This is a way for you to go a little deeper and to learn how to meditate and keep your meditations dynamic. As always, remember, you are so worth slowing down for.